Audio 1.31.
How can we solve the problem of fresh water? Did you know that 10% of the world's population don't have enough water? The problem will probably get worse soon because of global warming. For sure, we can stop wasting and polluting our fresh water. But are there any other ways to solve the problem? In July 1977, people from different countries met in Paris to talk about possible answers to water problems. One of the options was to use icebergs as a source of fresh water. They decided to try it out and pulled some icebergs from the ice shelves in Antarctica to Saudi Arabia, a rich country with a big water problem. The journey was difficult, very slow, and too expensive, so they gave up trying again. But today, we really need more fresh water, and the idea of pulling icebergs is back. Australians would like to try it, as more and more droughts affect their country. The icebergs of Antarctica are quite near South Australia, so the journey should not be too difficult or expensive this time. In some countries, when there is a bad drought, people try to make rain. They fly planes with chemicals above clouds. When the chemicals fall into the clouds, they sometimes make rain. But to use this idea, first you need clouds, and often the sky is cloudless and clear blue. So this solution does not always work, and it is expensive. You can, of course, take the salt out of seawater. People have done it for over 50 years. In special factories, salt water from the sea goes in, and fresh water comes out, while the salt goes back into the sea. There are about 7,500 such factories in the world. 60% of them are in the Middle East, a quarter of them in Saudi Arabia. As a result, 70% of the country's fresh water comes from these factories. Australia has plans for a factory of this type too. It will produce 500 million litres of fresh water a day. Although it's expensive, it seems a good answer to the problem.